Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Get ready for first-class luxury paired with world-class drama when Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show featuring the one and only Lisa Vanderpump, premieres on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the breathtaking French countryside. Immerse yourself in the electrifying lives of the elite staff as they seamlessly blend work, life, and play together 24/7. Witness the excitement unfold as they navigate through intense rivalries, romances, and misadventures. In their quest to deliver unforgettable experiences for their guests, the staff must rise to the challenge of meeting Lisa's high standards, and not everyone has what it takes to shine. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
I do think that, you know, wow, this was a wild podcast. I feel like they got so much. That was a juicy podcast. Juicy.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
So, guys, this podcast is brought to you in a car. In the night, turned off. Think of it like a studio. And we have a glass of wine because
I don't know about this
tonight. You know what? My husband bought me a case and I don't want to say anything, but I don't love it either. It's a bit sweet, yeah?
It's pretty gross.
I don't think it's gross. It's Sauvignon Blanc, but it's definitely of the more yellowish color to the light crisp one, you know? It's not crispy.
It would make you.
It's sweeter, I think. What am I going to do?
Sour grapes.
What am I going to take? I'll take what I can get. You know what I mean? He brings me a case of wine. I'm going to drink every last bottle.
I mean, fair. What was his protocol, do you think, when choosing?
Well, he actually called me because he ordered from your brother. So Kat's brother, during COVID, started a business called Order a Case.
Oh, so you did a whole case of this?
No.
Hot dog.
No, I did not.
Oh, no.
This was a pickup before my Order a Case gets here. Right? Like, I'm not going to go without. So he went to the liquor store and he got me a case of this until your brother's wine gets here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I'll take what I can get. And then when your brother's wine gets here, it's one that's already been vetted and I know I like it. Oh my God. I don't think I pressed record. Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Shit. I was going to say.
So we're sitting outside of the my house right now because it's dark. It's snowing. It's flurrying.
I'm just more perplexed. Oh my God. Wait, hold on.
And it's freezing cold outside, and I left my family inside. I put a couple of them to sleep. One of them is still on a private dance class.
Pardon?
Well, at least she didn't do it in person. Because that's what's great about COVID in a way.
Because
if you don't want to go, there's so many kids like, oh, you got a bit of a run. Okay, stay home. You can still go to school. And Taylor can do dance. So, like, I don't want to drive her because you have to pick her up at 9:45 if she goes to her private dance class.
Ew.
I know. So, but anyways.
It only gets later as they get older. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Everyone's like, I totally agree.
No, it gets easier. I disagree.
And then they need to debrief at the end of the night and, like, relax themselves, have a snack. Now, that takes another half an hour, whatever.
I agree.
So, the reason we're up so late on a Tuesday night is because we're going.
I love that. Up so late.
Out. I know. 9:15, guys. That's crazy. Is because we're actually going on Jenny McCarthy's show tonight. And she's in LA. So, she goes, I guess it's live.
I don't, honestly, I...
No idea.
I can't, she's a mom, and I can't imagine...
Yeah, but her kid's like a teenager now.
Unless she's in L.A., because she's doing a show in L.A. That was my only thought. So she could be, like, she's on a show, The Mask, the...
But doesn't she live in L.A.?
Well, she used to be in New York, in Jersey. That's where we used to go for her show in Sirius XM.
Oh, right. All right, so...
So I believe I
she's in L.A. time, so we're going on at 10:20, which is 7:20. My kids kept asking me, so what time is it where she is now? So what time is it? Because they were like, you're working in the night. Are you going to kiss this kid? I'm like, I put you all to bed.
Oh.
I'm working after hours, bros.
Did they all go in?
Yeah, three boys are asleep. Teddy just got home from hockey.
Jesus.
And then Taylor's doing her dance. So, but, you know, Taylor kind of needs me after this podcast. But before we...
go down to Jenny?
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, God. I mean, I just... In a way, I wish some of this was anonymous. Or, like, maybe we should talk about it in the teen and tween group. Because we have an anonymous teen and tween group where you can go and post things. But I feel like my experience was what is going on with my daughter. Like, she's on the brink of getting her period. And honestly, I said to her today, I said, based on something that happened yesterday, I'm like, you're going to get your period like this week. And she's like, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm like, wow. Because I would be scared shitless if my mom told me, you're getting your period tomorrow.
Well, I mean, she thought she's getting her period for 2 years. And I was like, Olivia, Taylor's probably going to get a period anytime. And Olivia's like, even saying that for 2 years. She's supposed to be getting it since she was in grade, like, 5. She's in grade 7. I don't, I'm sure.
Oh, my
it
God.
Means nothing to them.
Our daughter's
she's
like...
She's been thinking that she's been, every day, she's probably going to get my period. Am I going to get my period? And she does not.
She's over it.
She's like, I've had it for 2 years already. Your mom has packed pads for the last... 2 years in her bag. Oh. She has essentially carried the burden of her period for two fucking...
That we poor
have,
girl.
We have all carried the period burden of her. Oh, God, it's
this
her
summer.
Period.
It's going to be this summer.
You know her mood. Oh, nope. Her period is... It's here. No period.
So Taylor is 11 years old. I know you guys think that's crazy, but my mom...
12. She's 12.
She's almost 12.
In 2 weeks.
It's crazy to think, though, like, my older brother, I FaceTime with him, and I haven't seen him in a year and a half. And he was like, so it's Taylor's 13th birthday in December. I'm like, 12. My daughter is 11. He goes, get her back on Zoom. This is crazy that girl... And I'm not even talking, like... She has been fully developed for so many years. And my mom worked in the office at a school that only went up to grade 6. And she said so, like, the majority of the girls that left her school, guys, I'm not lying. She said even the teeniest, tiniest, little flat-chested, no pube probably girls got their period.
I know.
So when my daughter developed in grade 1, I'm like, she's
here.
Where is the fucking
poor
period?
Girl. Literally, it better come this week. Or you have no street credit with her. You basically... Nothing. You're like the biggest. She's not even to think she can get pregnant and she has sex at this point.
You know I'm going to tell her you're going to kiss a boy anytime soon. She's going to be in grade 12. Like, still haven't fucking kissed a boy.
Yeah,
what's going
on? It's really time. It's time to maybe stop. You know what? Like, you know what? You might not get your period ever, actually, now that I'm thinking
of it. Oh, my God. Imagine she never got her period. No, she's getting her period this week.
All indications would point to yes, unless she used too much soap.
Stop it. That's what you told us. If you told your husband and I this week that if you eat soap, you get diarrhea.
Yeah, and if you use too much soup on your cooch, you get an itchy cooch. It's 100. If you over scrub or over rub, it's gonna get throw off the bat. It's a very delicate flower.
That doesn't get your period though, Kat.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's very tricky. It's like you're on a tricky. Like I'm not sure. Like how much? Like now it's you know it's getting.
It's really hard though not, to not like. I wish in a way, and you can never put this on your children. But I wish our girls were like us and they could just be like...
They may be one day.
Maybe
it might be a bit aggressive if they were 11 and like, ah, my fucking vagina, my period.
Do you remember though? I remember that I went to camp with this girl and her period string, or sorry, her tampon string was out of her bathing suit. And I'm like, your string is out of it. And I was young, okay? And she was like, oh yeah, I don't care. And I was like,
She cared.
It was a boy-girl thing. But she didn't seem embarrassed. She was just like, whatever.
Would you be like, oh my God. No. You would be like, yeah, right. Okay, got it. If someone was like, you shoot your pants, be like, great, got it. You'd be like, 10-4. No big deal. It's regular. You totally want to be like, oh, you know, you got to play it cool.
Okay. If somebody told me I accidentally shit my pants.
10-4. Carry on. No big deal.
No, you know what? You're right. If I accidentally shot my pants, I would never see any of those people again.
No big deal.
We're done.
No big deal.
I would be horrified. You're right. She was probably just really good at playing it cool.
Yeah, like, oh, no big deal. Yeah, no problem. No problem. There's my boyfriend that I want to date that doesn't know about me. No problem. Yeah, no.
He sees shit stains.
That was me. You know, it's so funny because everyone's like, you're pretty cold-hearted if you don't cry. I'm like, I don't believe that, actually. I actually don't.
I totally don't believe that.
I have a theory. Okay. Ready for my theory? Based on my position in my family, I was the carrier of all the feel. Like, I was the placator of feelings. I had to make everything right. I had to be the one who was, like, solid from a very young age. Like, I was the one. To this day, I mean, this is so personal. I can't believe I'm telling you guys this, but I was supposed to take care of my sister if anything happened to my parents since I was like 15. Okay?
And also keep in mind, she's talking about her sister. She has three siblings that are older than her. Me.
So my little sister I was supposed to be taken care of. I'm still like, so I, basically it was like, you're always okay. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have, I didn't have an option to not be anything but okay. There was no room for me to have issues or feelings. I mean, I did deal drugs for a while, but you know what? That wasn't emotional. It was pot.
It was just like fun. Everybody was almost a drug dealer. You just actually became one.
I just shared friends and family discount. You know what I mean? Like I get a fucking 60 ounce. What the hell is that, Kat? Anyways. Wow. Family friendly podcast here. We just won a parenting award. Anyways. No, in all seriousness, it was just marijuana. It was like a short time.
I thought you were getting back to your family thing. No, in all seriousness. It was just a little marijuana. Weed. I bought a lot and shared with my friends.
Well, now I'm like the border, like, oh, you and the thing. Anyways.
You know, you say, I'm an actress. I made that shit up.
Exactly.
I'm doing this for entertainment.
So I believe I learned to deal with my feelings because I'm very matter of fact. Like, and then what happened was I took care of others in order to deal with how I feel so I can handle other people's feelings very well. But I'm sure a therapist would have a fucking field day with me all day back to like childhood, but that's a whole different story.
And you know what? I know people say, I mean, people are like, you need to cry to release. You need to deal with your feelings. You need to deal with all your things. But if you're having an honestly authentic, truly happy life and you don't, you don't necessarily need.
I think I am. I don't know.
No, you definitely are. Yeah. No, I am. I totally know what you mean.
I'm not hiding anything. I'm not bearing anything.
No.
I'm not desiring anything more, except maybe like the freedom of money. And the only reason the freedom of money is because then really I'm tied to nothing.
So guys, when we talk about like wanting to have money, it 100% doesn't. We would never be the type to go get a fancy car.
No.
Or to like buy designer clothing, to spend money on things.
Like to take care of my mom.
I'll never say no. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know if you get so rich, you all of a sudden just buying Givenchy. I don't know. But
you might just be like, I like that, but I would like the freedom to release everybody else's burden.
Absolutely, me too.
Not just, and including my children, including mine, including, you know, I could very easily downsize and do that.
Yeah, no, it really is for us about the people that we know are going to need us. And if any, because we know we're going to be okay, but we're not sure the people around, or like our family and friends aren't going to need us at some point.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I totally agree. And I, as far as the crying, I don't.
This is a very new stage in our life, just so you know. This is a very new.
I know.
You're taking me to a new level here.
I cried last week, but I'm, well, that's because.
Yeah.
Well, my husband doesn't listen to the podcast, right?
You know what? We can save this for fans only.
Okay, fans only. So basically.
I don't think you should tell them yet. I just think we
That's
should.
True. I agree. Anyways, I got upset last week and I cried because I was sad. But it was
the hormonal imbalance,
It was a hormonal imbalance. It was not normal, the crying. But I have always been, unfortunately, a happy crier, but I do not let people see me cry when I'm sad.
Well, how often are you sad?
Well, there was a lot of times where I could have been sad and people were crying around me when I was younger.
But did you cry?
No.
Did you cry alone?
No. If the tears came, I put them away.
Oh, so same with me.
Yeah, no,
I just learned to carry it on.
This is very personal, too. It's like, and you know what? You are the team captain of your family. I am the team captain of my family. Yeah. If you guys think about all the people in your family, I have a cousin. They're from a big family, but she is team captain. Everyone knows it. If you think about a family with multiple children, there's always a team captain, especially when there's weakness in the parents, whether they're divorced or ill.
My brother could be the team captain, except that he is more like, my sister-in-law's like, he's a cold-hearted bastard. Like, he's very mad.
I like that about him.
He's very matter-of-fact. Like, he's like, there is no point, like, we both, to a large degree, are like, what's fact is fact, what's not, like, if you can't do anything about it, what's the point? Like, why? Although I was happy to hear that someone did tell me recently on a podcast that when you're at that level of understanding, you're very highly emotionally. Remember, she said when you can understand that, what's the point of upsetting about something that doesn't exist? So you're like, Max is all upset about a test. I can't feel that emotion for him tomorrow because I'm like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Like, who the fuck cares? You know, and the stress of life does not impact me the same as others, and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. It's just matter of fact. It's like,
I think it's definitely
I'll fix it.
I mean, when you know about your upbringing, you created a hard shell. You know what I mean? you created a hard shell, and it's not a shell that ever needs to be broken, or that there's something like soft inside.
I like to think of it as like I earned it.
Yeah, totally. Resilience.
It is resilience, and I never had the ability to be a child who needed anything. I think that's what scares my husband the most, I bet.
Oh.
That I need literally, that, you know, like, neediness for me. Like, if anything, I make him tell me why he loves me a lot. Like, I'm like, come on, give me some affirmation. Like, just five hard facts why. Like,
yeah,
why?
It's not a cute thing when you do it.
I'm just like, why are you like,
yeah, it's not like,
are you sure? Why are you in this? Why? Mm. Why are you here? It's not like, baby boy, why are we here? It's like, sweet baby Jesus, why you love me?
Little baby, why you like this little piece of candy?
It's not sexual. Hey, sweet baby, you want me some mama pie? Do you want a piece of my mama's pie?
No. I also think, like, and I don't know, I wasn't there when you were little, but I think that for me too, I wanted people to know that no matter what had happened, I'm okay. Don't ask me if I'm okay. I'm dealing with it by myself, but I don't want the people around me who are feeling sad to worry about me being sad.
My mom will still cry about my childhood. She'll be like, oh my God, what did I do?
And I'm
like,
but did she cry?
I think she was so, sometimes she looked, so my life was
fucking crazy. Did you watch her cry?
Crazy. Yeah, she would break down sometimes.
You'd see her cry.
Like, sometimes, but over, usually she had a few glasses of wine. Like, it wasn't like, my mom is genuinely a very happy person, but she will tear up now and just be like, at the magnitude of our fucked up life, and not like bad, just weird, like, you guys are probably thinking, like, I grew up in a meth lab. No, nothing bad like that, just like a very peculiar life.
It was a peculiar juxtaposition of a life.
Yeah, and my mom, it was very weird. Anyways, I think she was so consumed by literally rolling pennies that she knew that maybe we were okay at my dad. You know, she was just kind of like, I think she was just figuring her life out. I mean, she was homeless for a while. Like, literally, we lived on other people's couches. So when you think about, if you have three little kids who are full of energy and you don't have a house to live in and you're going from couch to couch, I don't think you're thinking about future. You're thinking about the survival. Like, it's basically the hierarchy of needs, you know? Like, what am I am feeding you, I am taking you, I am loving you, you're going to bed, I'm going to work. Like, I think it was a lot of, like, one foot in front of the other, and not a lot of, like, you know, we parent the shit out of life. We check in with our kids. We know how our kids feel. Arguably, I would say my parents parented me to raise me to be a self-sufficient adult, not to be in touch with my feelings on a deep level. Does that make sense? Like, it wasn't like, they weren't trying to self-actualize me. They were trying to keep me alive and get me out the fucking door.
Mm-hmm.
Me self-actualizing had to be done on my own, And I would say social work probably saved my life in many ways because I had a passion. I had a connection to something I loved, and community was what kept me going.
And so, I figured my life out. Side note, a lot of people who go into child and youth work and social work do it because they've experienced it themselves, so they can understand. But here's a question about a divorce, okay? Mm. Do you feel like when your parents got divorced that it happened to you? Like, my parents got divorced, or do you feel it happened to them?
I don't even remember them together. I don't.
You were two. That's true.
I was under two. I never.
But okay, but still, you're from divorced parents.
No.
So when I look at it, I feel like it happened to them.
Yeah.
They got a divorce. That bad things happened to them. And I always thought to myself, this isn't. And I know that kids are supposed to, you know, of course it happens. I felt that I didn't deserve it to be like selfish enough to say this has happened to me. I felt it happened to them.
I thought it just was what I remember. I hated.
I was 13.
This is going to be shitty for parents, but I hated when I was a little girl having to choose where I wanted to go.
That's bad. Yeah.
I didn't want to leave my mom, but I didn't want to leave my dad.
That's what's kind of great is if, and maybe they've instilled it or whatever, enforced it more these days, is that it is just a legal thing, so it doesn't fall on the child where they go.
Yeah, and I just remember it was when it was one of their turns, I didn't want to leave one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I was little, and I wouldn't have known them together. I'm like, why do I have to choose you or you? I mean, and my dad had some weird-ass babysitters, y'all. I mean, like...
There was a naked one, right?
I found on two separate occasions, naked in the basement. What the fuck is this? I mean, it was a wild, wild ride, and I remember my dad used to... Oh God, I don't know if I should tell the story. I'll tell it. I used to go, when I was little, I used to go and crawl into his bed every night when I was little, like three.
I know one of these stories.
Yeah, and the door
sometimes heartbreaking.
Was closed and locked, and I couldn't get in.
Because he had a woman in there.
Mm-hmm. And I would just curl up on outside his door.
So fucking sad. But you know what? It was all you knew. And what I'm saying is that it's like in life, you choose to be.
I mean, listen, my dad, it was an amazing dad.
That It's not like he had
women tramping through the house and like he was like, you know,
some people would say that's horrible. Just so you know.
Totally. But I think, again, he did what he knew was best, and whether he was dating someone, whether that was 11 o'clock at night or whether it was at 3 in the morning, my little brain didn't know.
How
you know what I mean?
How old were your parents when they had you?
Not young.
Really?
I think my mom was like 30-something.
Well, there's a lot of somethings in 30, like 38, 35?
No, like early 30s.
Early 30s. And so maybe she had your brothers when she was 30.
Or like 29. Yeah. Like, and my grandmother, my dad's mom, was like 35.
When?
She had her first kid.
By the way, my mom's parents, she was like the oldest woman ever to get married. She was 30.
Yeah. 35, my grandmother.
When she had babies.
When she got married, like they got married and had babies older. So, I mean, back then that was crazy. But yeah, no, I really have learned to like, here's another thing. I don't hold shit against my parents.
No, you don't. You don't at all.
Oh God.
That I actually think is like, is like the best thing, because what you did go through and all of that is kind of crazy. But I know that you don't hold anything against either of them.
No.
And sometimes I'm like, that fucking happened. And you just move on. And like, same way I think with like, you know, your twin brothers and your little sister.
We roll.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
But what I'm saying about divorce is that I understand that we need to be sensitive to what happens to the children, but you also have to decide in life, like...
We're not getting divorced, by the way.
Well, we're from divorced parents.
No, you know...
Do you feel like it happened to you? Are you the victim?
I'm saying my mom
was heartbroken and their marriage had fallen apart, so I felt it wasn't my place to be sad.
Yeah, I think
you were too young.
I never think of my parents' relationship have anything
to do with you.
With me.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, dude, that is what I'm saying. Like, power to you.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I do. Nothing. But I don't personalize much of anyone's, like...
I'm just saying, like...
You know, I'm not...
You weren't there when your parents fell in love. You weren't there when they got married. And you had nothing to do with the reason that they divorced. And, you know, kids have to go to therapy because they think... A lot of kids think they're the reason their parents got divorced. But if anyone is out there listening to this and either you're going to get divorced or you're from divorced parents, it has absolutely nothing to do with you.
Nah.
And that's nothing.
Unless you are the one divorcing the person, that has everything to do with you. Like if you're the divorcer.
Yeah.
Like I'm divorcing you.
Yeah.
You.
But that has, but it's for the children. Don't think it's about you. It ain't about you.
Like people,
if your parents stay together because of you, then that's actually more guilt, I think. Like so many people say my parents stayed together because of me. I mean, we talked to multiple people. And then finally they got divorced. I wished they hadn't have done it for me.
You know, my daughter is very insightful, and she, I don't know if all kids are insightful, but like my oldest can read between every line in a room and know exactly what's going on. And she called me. She brought up a relationship, and I'm not going to bring up what relationship it is. You know what relationship it is.
Yeah.
And so this relationship in...
She brought it up today.
We were driving. We went in soccer. So weird. And she just brought it up. And, you know, I had to be like, well... You know, it's a family dynamic, and I was like, you know, that person has never liked me. Like, I just need you to know that. That person has never liked, because we were talking about, you know, Mark and I have very different parenting styles. Mark, my husband, and I'm really trying to let it go and, you know, let him parent, but it's very hard for me the way he parents because he micromanages them. In my opinion, he's an amazing dad, but when he walks in the door and starts managing them, I'm like, that is not how you build a relationship with your children, and especially teen daughters. And that's a really hard concept to understand because they're about respect and you respect me and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you need a relationship to earn respect. You can't just walk in and demand things to be done and think they're going to be like, I love you, daddy.
But you know what? On that note, in history... And in like...
In his life.
Yes. And in old-fashioned relationships, and how a lot of older people think...
I know.
Is that you are the authoritative figure, and they should respect what you say and do what you say. The problem is, things have changed.
I know. I would say that's the biggest strife between Mark and I, is that like, I cannot hold back when I see him going into a landmine with the children. Like, when I see the landmine coming, I'm like... I've got to stop rescuing it because I know every therapist would be like, you got to step out of it. Mm-hmm. But it's like I physically can't because I can see their little hearts being broken. Just because they're like, you know, yeah, they're being dick bags, but it's because they're tired, because they're this. And I'm like, now is not the time to fucking address this. So anyways, I had to explain to my daughter, you know, I said, one day you're going to grow up and you're going to find a partner. And you might marry them and you might have kids with them. And they're going to come from a different family than you came from. And they're probably going to think, like, you, like, the way you do things is so crazy how they do things. And I'm like, and you're going to have to figure out together
so
how
weird.
To raise someone by two different backgrounds. And I'm like, And daddy has a totally different way of being brought up, as do I.
And your upbringing is really inside.
All you know how to parent.
It's all you know. And even if you do know more, to your core, it's like, it's how you are who you are. It's the way that you spend most of your life.
It's how you feel about yourself, about events. So I had to tell her, I was like, you know, I gave her some background of his how he was brought up. And she was like, I never knew that. And I was like, wow, this is so insightful for you to hear this, to also understand why daddy has, you know, neat freak tendencies and, like, you know, ways that he does things. And I'm like, you know, I think she gets some empathy towards him because she didn't know about him.
That's nice.
As a person.
I was just thinking, Taylor gets neat freak tendencies. I cannot say that's because of how she was raised.
No.
That is a part of her
control, too.
Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, I think that, you know, that's great. And it is hard parenting with somebody that has been raised completely different than you. And I guarantee the majority of people don't sit with their partner when they're falling in love and planning a wedding.
No.
And say, what was your parents' parenting style?
No.
Like, that was not, or like, because often people don't even think about it. It's just like a part of them. But
I'm also cocky because I have fucking, like, 2.5 degrees in it. Like, in literally raising children and working with children. So I'm like...
And I beg to differ that sometimes he thinks he actually believes his style would get you further the way he does it.
Of course he would. I hope he thinks that. You know what I mean?
And the other thing is that sometimes...
His way is better.
I mean, I don't know about his way. I just mean, like, in people's families, the way that they do it more.
Well, I'm too close to it. So I argue I could work with someone else's children quite easily, but, like, my own children, I'm probably terrible at anything I do because, you know, it's too personal.
I think it was this weekend. And there's a couple times where Mark and I are both trying to discipline the kids in the past little while. And I was like, I said something to discipline them, and he said it after me, and I was like, I already said that. Like, you don't need to say that again. But one time this weekend, we were doing something, and he looked at me, and I totally respected it because it has literally never happened before. I was talking to him, and he goes, one voice. And I was like, and it's almost like he was repeating what I had said to him, but in a very direct way, because I was like, I already said that. You know what I mean? But he was like, one voice. And I was like, I actually, in a time where you're disciplining your kids and there's something going on, one voice is better than two parents giving two different perspectives.
I agree.
Because that's very confusing for kids.
Well, when I do said that all the time.
I was like, I know, but it's when terrible. He said it, I totally respected. He was like, one voice. And I was like, dude, I appreciate that.
Yeah, no.
Because when it's my voice, I want it to be my voice.
Oh, yeah, no.
One voice.
And I can't let my voice go. It's so terrible. I have said to him, like, I'm sorry. I micromanage you micromanaging them. I cannot let it go.
Is he okay with it when you just level one?
No.
No, okay.
I mean, no, he knows. I'm aware.
He knows you.
Listen. I mean,
no, he knows your ways.
It's very bad for our relationship because you're parenting a lot.
You know what? It's going pretty well.
No, I know. I have to give him, it was really good when I traveled. It gave him autonomy with his children. And
you know what? On that note, I think let's
take a break
and think about travel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
I honestly think leaving the house actually gives them
autonomy.
Autonomy and confidence that they don't have when we're around.
And our relationship, it builds a different relationship with them.
And they trust them. So, like, breakfast and lunch and dinner, it's like if I didn't know better, I would think he absolutely does not know how to put a piece of toast in the toaster for the kids. Okay? But I know that you and I traveled for 12 days in a row, and somehow those kids weren't calling me saying I wasn't fed.
No, I know. You know, it is.
And it was Mark that did it.
Yeah, no, my mom did a lot. But anyways, it's a super interesting phenomenon. And
something like a phenomenon.
And I think that marriage and parenting are two different things. And they often get intertwined.
They do. And And that's what you don't know when you get married. Because you get married, unless you get married, you've already had children, then you get married. That's a different story. But that's not something you even think about. You think about love.
I can't believe the people who marry each other, parent together, work together, like have a company together, and then like, you know, live in, and you know, it's interesting because I bring this back to, I would love a tell all of Rachel Hollis's relationship. Oof. Just because
he quit.
I want to know where things went.
He was at Disney, right?
He was a, like, CEO.
Of Disney.
He quit his job. He migrated over.
And he was like, I'm going to take over the Rachel Hollis brand. And I'm going to run it.
And then he became a figure. Mm-hmm. And then they broke
up. What's going on with them now?
I don't know.
Do we not follow them? Or how come they don't come up in our feed?
I don't think we interact a lot. Like, I mean, you know, I do hear what people were saying was just like, are you fucking kidding me that you just preached? Like, I understand.
And you just preached a minute ago.
Yeah, I know. I'm not
judging. But it was a long time coming.
I don't have anything personal to them. But I would love, I wish that the book was about, like, this is where shit, and maybe it was, I have never read a book, but maybe her book, but maybe I wish it was like, this is where, I wish there was books like, this is where shit unravels.
And honestly, I think it would be so insightful because from the outside looking in, you see all these people that are married and then getting divorced. And you're like, and you never get to know why. You don't get to know why it happened or how it happened.
And not like one event. Like,
no.
Where was it where you were like beginning to be like, huh, maybe like, and I would bet them beginning to move over and migrate everything into one. Again, I go back to my book is, when you have no, most women don't have an identity outside of my arranged marriage arrangement.
Oh yeah,
it's like if you bring everything into one pot, you're literally nothing but one pot.
Do you think that men much prefer the one pot? Or
but
there's a lot of men who also like their independent. Like I think about a lot of these men, these like bankers and financial advisors, because I am not generalizing, it's what I know. They go off to work and they like their space and they like to leave their wife in a separate space.
Yeah, I understand those people. I do. My husband's that person.
I appreciate those people.
Is that person where he is like, he is like, I can never stay at home. He's like, I am a person. I mean,
a lot of men don't want to be like,
no, home. Like,
they don't want the daily life with the kids and the family. They want to come home at dinner, do the night times and the weekends.
And not saying he couldn't do it if he, and you know what, to be honest with you, I don't want to do it anymore. if I was to have a baby right now, I would not want to be a stay-at-home mom right now.
I'm so thankful for what we did so that we can look back. And because
there's anything wrong with it.
No, but I don't know. But thank God we know that, right? Because like if we had just, and guys, the luxury of us having this conversation is beyond.
Listen,
okay?
We are stay-at-home moms right now. There's not one piece of us that isn't, but I don't want to do it. And this is my point.
I'm so glad that we got to find out. You know what I mean? Like,
but we still do it.
No, I don't like it, but I'm sure I don't like it.
There is someone.
I am so sure I don't like it.
I know. You're like, we're so lucky we get to have this conversation. No, we are doing it.
We're lucky that we get to have this conversation because we did get the opportunity to stay home with our babies.
Oh, right.
And so we can look and say, if I were to do it now, I would have gone back to work. Now,
I would never have been able to go back to work. I would. My brain was too crazy. There's no way I would have
unless you had to, because you had to for money.
Yeah, well,
and that's arguably, the majority of the world.
I mean, I kind of had to, and that's why we started this. It's not like I was sitting on bank when you and I started. Like, I was struggling. Like, it wasn't like we started something for extra money, Natalie.
Natalie,
but it's not like we were like, Natalie, let's go. There was no clubs I was joining.
I am not sitting on any fucking bank right now, and I'm like, it's not what I expected. But I always remember
there is an option to make. I thought I just saw a person.
Oh my God. Can you lock the doors? I feel really scared right now, just the way your eyes just did that.
Did you see that?
I didn't see anything, but we're right beside the cemetery, and I feel like something is creeping on my window.
Yeah, it was.
Don't look that way.
I have to see.
People walk dogs all the time. Don't freak me out. I feel really freaked out right now.
Okay. Don't even look. I'm not scared.
I'm not fucking scared. I'll fucking knock them out. Just let me know. I don't want them to scare me. If they're there, I'll beat them up. But if they creep on me.
The doors are locked.
Yeah, but if they go at the window?
No, I can see that.
I don't like that.
You saw my eyes. I know you saw my eyes.
I know. I do not like that. Mm. And lots of people walk on my street. Anyways, when I think about where I am and where I thought I was going to be, and this has absolutely nothing to do with me. Like, I'm far exceeding where I thought I was going to be at this point. But I thought my life would be different at this age and at this place. But I always remember that, like, you can't blame your life on something you imagined it would be.
Well, we did unpack a while ago that we were going to get rich via you.
And that is going to be the way.
That's great.
Yeah.
We unpacked it. It took a while. Oh, we got we took a year.
That wasn't the plan, though. Do you know what I'm saying?
How many years we wasted. Now we can unpack that shit. Now we can get going, Natalie.
I guess I didn't know that I could be a billionaire, and now
fuck yeah. I mean, you know what, why not say it?
Well, sure. I'm actually starting to realize, you know, it's a hard change because I always thought I could make money on the side, but that my husband would be rich.
It's such a weird thing about you.
And I 100% did that because a part of me growing up
don't cry.
I am nowhere close to crying. I am collecting my thoughts.
Okay, good. I'm not crying. If you cry.
I'll never cry in front of you. I'm not going to cry.
If you cry.
I'll send you a picture. I'm not going to cry in front of you. I'll send you a picture of me crying because I'm laughing at myself for being such a doofus.
If you cry, I'll be like, are you serious right now?
I'm not going to cry.
Okay, good.
And I'm with you. I feel strong, safe, and comforted, and in no way ready to cry.
Who the fuck is taking care of me?
Me. But you know what? You know what? When I think about it right now?
What?
When we're on tour and we do best friend stories.
Yeah. You think about me.
I don't. I think I should probably have earplugs.
Because you don't want to hear it.
It
could be good for the show. You bawling.
No, but if I can't recover? We'll bring out a stripper and everything will get better.
Yeah, I'll give you some wine.
I can't recover from, like, when I get going, especially the stories that the best friends tell in our community.
You'll be so liquored, you won't even feel it.
No, it's going to be worse.
It'll be worse.
You don't understand. I have been so numbed. The beautifulness of the friendship stories that are told, I maybe teared up one when they had the surrogate. The two gay guys had the surrogate. And then when the girls lost their friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the other stories are so beautiful. I almost try to not listen to them because I don't want to be emotional about it because it is the most beautiful thing.
I agree.
I don't want to fucking hear it, though. You know what I mean?
I'll read it. I won't cry.
Can you put AirPod Pros
in? I'll just slap you in between. Wake up, Natalie. We're okay.
I'm not listening to best friend stories.
You were
going to
say
again.
You were going to pull it together. You were going to take a deep breath and be a billionaire.
Oh, yeah. I was
going to
say. Oh, I know. I think that I thought it's, and it's always like those
Christmas movies.
Oh my God! I was going to say the poor people in the Christmas movies who want to be a princess.
Dude, I know. And they go to the small town and they work as a waitress. And they've got a fit, and then the rich guy who's a lumberjack.
So the one I watched, the Princess Switch. So basically, she's just like a baker. You know, she's like us, just like whatever.
This.
And then she goes and she gets to be like a princess. She never thought that would happen. But I guess a part of me was like, there's a safety in knowing when you're with someone who's rich that you could do what you want to do. You know,
and
you
until could tell he or she breaks up with you.
Yeah, but if you married someone really rich, you could get a really good
settlement. I mean, I know someone who did that and it didn't work out well.
Pardon?
I mean, I wouldn't say they're overtly happy in life.
It's really weird when you have a friend that fucking reads your mind.
I'm like, you idiot, I got it.
I, you know, there was a safety because I remember worrying a lot about money. And so some of you would say, well, then go make your own fucking money, girl. You got this. But I think that that has kind of naturally just started to happen. And it's like I couldn't help it.
That's why you needed me in your life.
Yeah, it's like I need to make some money. I'll find someone who's super capable of putting some gas in this tank.
You look good. Let's go. You want to make a buck with me? Want to make a buck? Want to be a friend and make a buck?
I guarantee I chose the right one. You know, I had a lot of friends who would have wanted to do this.
It's like when you turn your sexual radar on. Yeah. Like, you know what? You're going to do just fine.
Who's got the money rolling around her? It's like when we go Amazon Live and there's all the, like, you know, the products rolling. Yeah. I was like, I see money around your head. Yeah. You want to be partners?
I wonder what's going to change now that, like, you know, whether you'll begin to like me for doing other things. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Well, I'll never forget. We talked about this. We're on a plane and we're talking about love and what's love. And I wonder if love's going to change. And you're like, I don't know if I love anybody really. And I'm like, yeah, you do. You do. And then we're talking about something. I'm like, no, you just will always need me. You don't love me, but you'll need
me. You love me because I can do things for you.
Yeah, and you're like, that's right. And then
it was really a good epiphany. I was like, and it seems shallow, but think about the people that you love the most.
They can do things for
they
you.
They don't do nothing for you.
No.
Or maybe you're sweeter than that. But honestly, like during this time, the past couple weeks.
Love is an exchange.
Yeah.
I know, even those suckers in there, those kids, they want something from you too. Love is not pure bliss for them. Love is like, can you feed me? I mean, they love you, but they want something
they
from you.
They always want something from you.
Yeah.
These past couple weeks, though, I felt very like, there's like, I feel, as I get out of my car in the morning, so a lot of people are like,
I mean, it's been a fucking year of
COVID. It's been a year. So the people that I live with are just like, there's in every way, a lot of them are bothering me.
Yeah.
The girl right now is bothering me a lot less because I feel like she's almost in a vulnerable stage of getting her period.
Right. Yeah.
But when I get out of my car and I walk to your house, I don't feel any of that stuff. I just feel good. I feel happy and excited. I don't feel an edge on my shoulder. I don't feel mad. I don't feel angry. I don't feel annoyed.
I think that's called, like, you welcome to the world of COVID.
Hmm.
Like, welcome to what 90% of the world is.
No, but I even mean there's probably people outside of my house that I'd rather not.
See?
But there's some people. There's some people I just love to see.
Totally. No, I, you know, one day we'll explain everything and you'll be like, oh, and yeah. You already know. Oh, but anyways, I do think that, you know, wow, this was a wild podcast. I feel like they got so much. That was a juicy podcast. Juicy.
And guys, just like, let's just mums the word on all of our private things.
I'm not even sure we said anything.
But you know, we talk about like our parents, our upbringing, our husbands, our families. You know that we're here because we're family women and we started this because we love our families. But when we come podcast, we're able to just like.
And remember, the podcast is a moment of our life, right? I always say that. Like, what you're feeling is a moment.
And I have a song for that.
In a moment.
A moment like this, some people wait a lifetime. I noticed my singing.
It's good?
It's not that I'm not a bad singer. It's that I can't, like, I have to take breath because I'm overweight. I take a breath too soon. Maybe if I lost some weight, I could hang.
Yeah, you actually look tinier than ever, which is really weird.
I feel like my face looks so pretty.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I think that maybe you have a delusional disorder because this is smaller.
It's no, that's just what it looks like right now because I'm wearing Spanx.
No.
There he is.
I know all your roles. I know all of them. I know when they're big. I know when they're small. I know the sides. I know the backs. I know.
And I feel.
I know this one. I know all of them.
I feel super uncomfortable with this, and I'm thinking maybe it annoys me more because I'm alive.
100%.
Oh my god, we're going 100%. Fucking Jenny McCarthy. She's so in love with her husband.
What is it, number three or number two? Or
I mean, Wahlberg.
I can't believe she dated
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
So, but Wahlberg, she seems very happy with him. What I like about him is that I think Jenny like dated a lot of like Hollywood people, but like Wahlberg, so it was like more down to earth. Like he wasn't Marky Mark, but he's Marky Mark's brother, you know? So it's like, he has that like realness about him. He's like not the best looking brother, not the most famous.
I think they're soulmates.
Well, we'll see. I mean, it's been a while. You know what? She could be sitting there.
No, I just saw her.
Oh, they're so in love still.
Oh my. Like they just,
she's did, still like fab. Her hair.
She's on a TV show. It's like The Mask.
You want to know something funny? No, she is. No, it's the, yeah, The Mask. Okay, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
So I used to work at a coffee shop, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Jenny McCarthy is Canadian. Is this correct?
No.
Fair.
She's not Canadian.
Fair. Well, I remember her story. When she was very young, she ended up with someone, and she ended up getting breast implants. It was like a juicy story. She did it because of the pressure and yada yada, and then she wanted to get rid of them. I mean, I remember looking into... Can you see where Jenny McCarthy's from?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm just... My wife... You know, Natalie.
Where is Jenny McCarthy from? So I'm working at a coffee shop, right?
And she walks in.
No. It was called the World News Cafe. I don't know if you remember
that. Was downtown.
It was Timothy's World News Cafe.
I remember.
So it was a coffee shop that was mixed with every single like printed magazine newspaper you could get. So they it was a really
okay.
Before everyone could get everything on their phone, it's actually a really like cool thing. So you were allowed to, while you were in the coffee shop, pick up any magazine or newspaper.
Like the Chapter is in Indigo right
yes.
now.
And you could just read it, you could put it back, you could buy it, but it was, you know, it was everything you could get. So I'll never forget, she was on the cover of a magazine, and I would work there till really late at night, and nobody would be there because who's getting coffee at 11 o'clock at night?
Right.
But there was a strip club across the street, remember?
So they would come in?
Cheaters.
Yes.
So they would come with their bodyguards and get like tea.
Wait, the strippers?
Yeah, like they were like good strippers. Like they had bodyguards, and she wasn't drinking alcohol. She was drinking tea, and they'd come in, and then I would see them the next morning come in with their kids, and I was like, oh my God, you were a stripper with your bodyguard last night.
And now we know all about strippers.
Yes. So exactly. So I saw her, that those female strippers, there were some that are very like, you know, like not on drugs, totally normal, making a good money. So I'll never forget Jenny, like a woman came in and she goes, that's my daughter on the cover.
No.
And it was Jenny McCarthy. And I just knew she seemed like a very normal woman. And it was exactly what our moms maybe wouldn't say out loud, but like when we're on the covers of things or we're in magazines, that like that their daughter's there and it doesn't shock them that we're on you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I totally hear what you're saying.
My mom has a room full of magazines and covers.
What does she do with that when she moves?
She says to me, when I die, I have every print you've ever been in. Girl, I'm like, I haven't even been in the print I'm going to be in yet, you know?
Oh, yeah. We're just waiting for Oprah to give us a ring-a-ding-ding. Hey, Opes.
I feel that is so not out of our realm of possibility.
And Forbes.
Although Oprah's always on the cover of her own magazine. But Forbes, yes.
I'm really sorry, but I'm happy.
That's really weird. So I don't know where Jenny McCarthy was born. Yada, yada. Jim Carrey's Canadian. That's for sure.
A hundo.
Did you hear what was released? And actually, I got a sneak peek from a friend in the industry a little while ago.
What?
That Justin Bieber and Shawn Mendes were coming out with a song.
Monster.
But, so Shawn Mendes, Toronto boy, Justin Bieber coming out with a record. You know what I'm sensing? The Canada feeling is getting closer.
Yeah.
We now potentially know.
Also, their relationship.
What do you mean?
Well, he took Hailey Bieber to the awards. And next day, Bieber, like, proposed to her.
And I truthfully believe that it wasn't the awards, it was the Met Gala.
Met Gala.
So when those two went to the Met Gala, that was 100% a setup PR move. There was no one ever claimed love or any relationship at all. And then she was the Bieber because she wasn't really with him.
I am just saying it's super weird.
Why does Run DMC always come up on your phone?
Max is into like old school hip, like,
oh my God.
Old school.
Mark and I got into a show last night. I'm not joking, Kat. If he likes old school rap and hip hop.
Yes.
There is a show that I don't think it's on now, but Chance the Rapper is one of the judges.
Okay.
Mark and I watched a bunch of episodes last night, and it's all about, like, people coming in rapping. Females, males, and also Cardi B is a judge.
He gets so into it, and he gives her, and he knows every word.
He needs no Run DMC. And he's like, he needs no Snoop. He needs no Biggie.
He's like, check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4, check, baby, check, baby. Oh!
My
brother and I used to love, what was his name? He became a priest, a minister. A preacher. I'm pulling such a blank now. My brother and I
him. Max is like big time.
You should get him to watch the show. I mean, there's some swearing and...
Oh, I don't care about that. Like,
and Cardi B is a judge.
I mean,
it's better than any American Idol.
Max should watch...
That show I just said?
No, and also he loved the one with Jane Fonda. I think you should watch like all the Christmas movies that are a little bit horny.
Or how about this?
What?
I'd probably be too much.
What?
The show that my mom watches on Netflix with Jane Fonda with the vibrator necklace and her friend, and they their husbands leave each other because they're gay, and beach house. And
you and I should go rent a hotel and watch this. But they don't fall in love.
No. No,
they do things we would want to do.
So my son, I don't know if I said this on the podcast, was watching a movie with all the older ladies, Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda.
Oh, they're all the best.
Like, they're old, but it's recent, so they're quite old.
But they have such a sexy sass
and
to them.
He is like, I like that redhead. Jane Fonda.
Well, you know what? He has got very good taste, and I'll tell you why. Jane Fonda is the most beautiful older woman.
I nearly fell off my chair.
And she doesn't look like she's had her face.
He's such a horn dog.
He is going to want to do things earlier than any of our kids.
He is not shy, not afraid. I love her.
And not embarrassed. Like my sons are like, I don't like her. I don't have a girlfriend. Max, like, that girl's hot. He had a girlfriend blowing in his ear in kindergarten.
And all the girls, it's a shame he's at boys' school, but it's probably a good thing because.
No, it's all good. I think.
You know? And he is all girls.
You should tell his teacher he's a feminist, by the way.
I also have to tell you, he went on a play date to a doctor.
I thought you were going to say he went on a date.
I have to show you to his friend's house. Yeah. And the mom is like, and let me tell you, my daughter, who is 5, loves him. Max said she was at dinner and she'd keep inching closer and closer to me. Mm-hmm. And she would just sit me and she would giggle at me and she would. So she goes like this. I hope you liked dinner. My daughter certainly liked him.
And that daughter, by the way, is so fucking cute because I see her on Instagram.
Dude.
The whole family is so cute.
He's like a magnet. He's like a magnet.
He's a boy who brings comfort. So like
joy.
If you think about a lot of the boy, like my kids' friends who come to the house and are boys, they have that boy way about them.
Yeah.
Max invites people to be near him. He's fun. I could hang out with that bro all day long.
She literally giggled.
As long as he wipes the food off his face and brushes his teeth, I'm good.
She literally giggled. He literally
and cleans under his nails. We're good.
Giggled the whole dinner. Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Why? Because he's so funny.
I don't know. So funny. And she's like, and then he kept moving closer and closer and closer to him. Yeah. And they went down to the basement. Yeah. She was right there beside him. He's like, Mom, she was like an inch from me the whole time.
But I bet a lot of girls don't see boys that are so inviting like that and friendly, you know?
Oh, God.
We have to wrap this up because we got to go downstairs. Make sure our lighting is because this video went
really fast.
Yep. Oh, new skin flute.
Wow. Well, you guys are welcome. We can jam pack this with ads and make some money.
And also, the next podcast you're going to hear is an actual fucking Q&A from you guys.
I've got them.
We have the questions. We're going
to
film it tomorrow.
All ready to go.
What are you looking for in there?
My keys, because now I got to lock the door because we saw somebody.
Because we saw a murder.
Yeah.
Guys,
Don't say. There's snow on the ground.
Well, I'm not going to school tomorrow.
There's actually snow on the
guys,
ground.
Guys, make
it's
sure you
day.
Come over to catandnat.ca to find out everything we're doing. Follow us on Instagram.
Oh, God,
and
there's so much going on.
Just so you know, the Tay Livy brand socials are live. There's nothing on there yet. We're not ready for it, but there's a wait list. It's T-A-Y.
I love that we push everyone over for this big reveal and nothing's on there.
I kind of like that. So that's so badass. And by the way, recommended by nobody. T-A-Y-L-I-V-I. Tay Livy brand on Instagram. Go just follow it. And then go on the wait list so you're the first because this shit's going to sell out. And we're going to reveal about how amazing this brand is going to be for all of us.
All right.
But I might fucking cry about it later.
Oh.